Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, and welcome to Shawnee's Prayer Podcast. And as always, I start my prayer off with a blood scripture coming from Romans chapter 5, verse 9. Much more than being now justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him. Let's go to the throne of grace. Father God, I thank you, Father God. I thank you for this day, Father God. Thank you, Father God, for allowing us to see this first Tuesday in this brand new month. Father God, we don't take it for granted, Father God. For we know, Father God, it's your grace and your mercy that has kept us. It's your grace and your mercy that has brought us this far. So, Father God, I just want to say thank you. Thank you for grace. Thank you for mercy, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for not giving up on us, oh God. In the name of Jesus, oh God. Thank you for breathing your breath of life into us, oh God. In the name of Jesus, oh God. Lord God, I come and ask you, Father God, that you will allow each and every person to have a fresh start on today, Father God. Regardless of what didn't go right on yesterday, Father God, regardless of what mistakes we may have made on yesterday, Father God, allow us to remember today is a new day and a new day for a fresh start. Father God, I pray, Father God, that you will forgive us of every sin. Forgive us of everything that we have done or thought, Father God, that was not pleasing in thy sight. Forgive us, Father God, from when you have told us to do something and we didn't do it, Father God, whether it was out of fear, whether we was not sure we were truly hearing your voice, or maybe we were just being lazy and just didn't want to do it and didn't want to be obedient, Father God. Whatever the reason is, Lord God, I pray, Father God, that you will help us to be obedient unto you, Father God. Help us to be able to understand and hear your voice clearly, Father God. Help us to be able to distinguish your voice in the midst of all the chaos, in the midst of all of the noise, Father God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, someone is praying to you, Father God, for clarity. Someone is praying to you for guidance on today, Father God. I pray, Father God, you will lead and guide us in all truth, oh God. In the name of Jesus, I pray that you will lead us and guide us on the right path, Father God. Tell us what to do, Father God, and how to do it, Father God. You know what the situations are, Father God. You know, Father God, what we need guidance for, Father God. I pray that you will make it plain for us, plain in a way that each person will be able to see, Father God, with their eyes and be able to hear with their ears, Father God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, I pray in the name of Jesus that you will help us, Father God, to be motivated. I pray that you will help us to encourage ourselves in the Lord, Father God. Help us to remember that there's not always going to be the pastor there. There's not always going to be elders and ministers there. There's not always going to be the sister and the brother from church there. So we have to learn to encourage ourselves in the Lord. We have to learn to be connected to you, the true vine, Father God, in the name of Jesus. So I pray for each and every person on today, Father God. I pray, Father God, that you will make us over on today. I pray that you will make us over from the inside, my God, to the outside, Father God. I pray, Father God, that we will have an encounter with you on today. I pray, Father God, that we will see miracles, signs, and wonders on today, Father God. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, someone is praying for you to perform a miracle in their life. Someone is asking you to perform a miracle in their grandmother's life, in their mother's life, their father's life, Lord God. Someone needs you to perform a miracle in their child's life, Lord God. I pray, Father God, in the name of Jesus, for everyone who's sick, every child that's at Shriners Hospital, every child that's at St. June, every child that's at AI DuPont, every child that's in a children's hospital, every child, Father God, that's at home sick, Father God. I pray, Father God, that you will perform a miracle in their lives. I pray that you will perform a miracle in every baby that's in a NICU, Father God. I pray that you will perform a miracle in each and every person that's in ICU. I pray that you will perform a miracle, Father God, in each and every person that's in a coma, Father God. I pray that you will perform a miracle, Father God, in each and every person that's in on hospice, Father God. I pray that you will perform a miracle, Father God, on each and every person, Father God, that's on dialysis, Father God. I pray and ask you, Father God, that you will perform a miracle, Father God, for everyone who needs it, Father God. In the name of Jesus, for everyone who's on chemotherapy, to perform a miracle for everyone that's on radiation. Perform a miracle for everyone that's on immunotherapy, Father God. In the name of Jesus, oh God, perform a miracle for each and every person that's on any type of prescription drugs, Father God. In the name of Jesus, anyone who needs healing and deliverance in their bodies, Father God, I pray that you will perform a miracle. I pray that you will perform a miracle, Father God, upon each and every person who's addicted to drugs, whether it's illegal drugs or prescription drugs, Father God. I pray that you will perform a miracle and deliver them, a miracle of deliverance, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, a miracle of wholeness, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. Lord God, someone is asking you to bless their finances on today. I pray, Father God, that you will perform a miracle on every person, Father God, who needs a financial blessing, Father God. I pray that you will give us financial stability, Father God. Give us the equipment and the understanding, Father God, to do better with our money, Father God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. I pray, Father God, that you will bless, Father God, every check that we may receive, Father God, every income that we may receive, Father God. I pray that you will allow your anointing to be on it, Father God. God, in the name of Jesus, allow it to stretch, Father God, in the name of Jesus, allow our bills to be paid in full, Father God, in the name of Jesus, every month, Lord God, allow our rent to be paid, Father God, in full every month, oh God, allow the mortgage to get paid, Father God, allow the vehicles to get paid, Father God, in the name of Jesus, allow the daycare to get paid, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, allow the medical bills to get paid, Father God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Lord God, I just come to your Father God in the name of Jesus, Lord God, just to say thank you. I come, Father God, Lord God, because we come with an expectation that you can perform miracles, an expectation to see your miracle signs and wonder, Father God. Lord God, perform miracles in the hearts of your people. Perform miracles in the hearts of those who are stony, Father God, who are hard as a rock, Father God. Break up the hardness of their hearts, Father God. In the name of Jesus, give them a heart, Father God, right after your own, Father God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God. And Lord, I just want to say thank you, God. I just want to say thank you for taking the time out to hear this prayer, Father God. I pray that you will move on behalf of each and every person, not just those who follow me, Father God, but for each and every person, Father God, upon this land, every person upon this earth, I pray for their soul. I pray for their heart. I pray for their mind. I pray for their spirit, Father God. I pray, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that you will watch out over us, that you will keep us, that you will protect us, that you will cover us, and that you will lift us up in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord God. I thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Lord. I thank you for all that you have done, all that you will continue to do, Lord God. Help us to keep our faith in you, Father God. Help us to continue to look, Father God, to you, Father God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, help us to continue to believe in you, to have faith in you, and to trust you, Father God. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I pray. Amen and amen. God bless you and God bless you. I pray that this prayer has been a blessing to you.